The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. Look it up, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Here's a great question for you. Why not? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. I'm setting it up for you, giving you the opportunity, making it as clear as I can. What is your primary prayer for 2024? What is your primary prayer for 2024. Before somebody says, well, I don't know, I got a lot of prayers. Remember when the blind man came up to Jesus? Jesus said, what is it you want? Very specific. You need to know what is your primary prayer for 2024. If you have an opinion on that, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. That's right. I took that from a telephone ad. Long time ago, commercials. Reach out, reach out, reach out. Anyway, you call 972-445-0770. It's a phone, but it won't hurt you. 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and an evening with no drama. No drama. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You can have no drama. Just like, just everything is just fine. You just sit there and it's okay. You be still and know that He is God. That's all. Just keep it that easy. Wow. That's the thing it is. When you end up talking to Jammin' Jacob, it is like no drama. Isn't that? That's so nice, isn't it? It's nice. Okay. Couple things I want to direct in your direction. Not only can you call us, but you can also text us. I don't know if you know that or not, but you can text us. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Again, in a non-professional voice, 214-210-8483. There you go. Pretty simple there. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease, from John 3:30. www.thedavidspoon.org because we're a nonprofit entity. Pretty simple. You can call us, you can text us, or you can email us. It looks like we have somebody already on the phone. You never know what's going to happen on this show. I just want to point that out. I don't know what's going to happen. I know you guys think, oh, he knows what's going to happen. No, I don't. No, I really don't. All right, let's have that caller call, pushing him on through, neck him on through, send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Brandon.
Brandon, how are you?
Doing all right.
All right. What can I help you with?
Well, you said, what is your primary prayer for 2024? I would say mine is to one day walk in heaven with God.
I love it. That's fantastic. So what you want is you want that such close connection with the Lord that there's no separation, right? You just want to be right next to him, walking with him the entire time. That's,
right.
that's your goal. You know what's amazing about that is I've heard some people teach on it, and it's not something that I would theologically die for, but I've had people say, you know, when Enoch was translated, was taken up to the Lord, it was as though the Lord said, yeah, that's enough separation. Come on up here. It's like, wow, I love that. I think I want that. I want that very thing. Excellent, excellent answer to the question. Great job. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. And you are always welcome to call in. And we'll be praying for people. And if you ever have a prayer request, you ever get something for trivia, you can either call in or you can text in or you can email in, anything that'll work for you. Okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Okay?
You as well.
All right. God bless.
All right. Bless
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, excellent job. See, that's it. You can do exactly what he just did. You see, you just call in and say, hey, this is what I'm praying for. And I love it. He wants to have such a close walk. If you're a true, authentic, Bible-believing, born-again Christian, notice I did not drop a denominational hold on that. If you are a true, authentic, Bible-believing, born-again Christian, how can you not want that? How could you not want exactly what he said? To be so close to the Lord, there's like no separation. When I was driving down today into the show, I'm just telling you, so by the grace of God, I asked some people to pray for me. I was feeling pretty tired yesterday. And I've been a little tired, but I've been really trying to do as much as I can. We'll get into that in a second. I set everything up, got up with Noelle real early this morning, about 5 in the morning, because she had to be at work early, and got everything done, and I drove in, and all I did was worship on the way in. And as I'm worshiping, a couple of songs came, you know, some older songs from the 70s came on, and because I have an enormous playlist, and I started weeping up and started crying and just thinking about it's going to be so awesome when we are with the Lord. Every time you go through the struggle you go through or the frustrations you go through, every time those seem to have such great weight, let me say this to you right now. This is true. It is biblically exactly true. If you focus more on that which is to come, on that eternity with the Lord, you have greater strength to endure. In the face of eternity, everything else loses its power. In the face of eternity, everything else loses its power. That's against you. It's amazing. And so I'm sitting there going, oh, I can't wait to be with you, blah, blah, blah. I normally wouldn't tell people that, but since Brandon called and said that, I was like, that's exactly what happened to me today. So I give him props for that. Nice call. Nice spirit-led call, too. All right, let's get into it. There's a couple things I do want to discuss, and then we're going to jump into the Word of God. Then we'll do our Bible trivia, so just hang on. You know the show goes pretty fast. It's 90 minutes that goes by in about 30 minutes. I don't know how it does that, but somehow it does that. Here's the bottom line. If you gave last year, I sent out all the receipts already. So if you didn't get them, you need to reach out to me to make sure check your email. We did mail out about 10 receipts, but the majority went out by email. Double check spam. If you can't find it, can't locate it, just reach out to me. We'll get it taken care of. Not a big deal. The other thing I want to tell you. On Monday, I'm going to the interview I did with Roger Marsh is going to be aired on his show, The Bottom Line. We put a little information on the website for that. I don't know. They said about 3:30-ish. I think it's 3:30-ish California time. Maybe Texas time. But I think I'm pretty sure it's California time. So anyway, that'll be on there if you want to listen to that. Plus, on the website, I've kind of redone some of it. So it looks, you know, it's a little more welcoming for people that have not used it before. Plus, we asked about it. We talked about it. I started it on the website now under the tab Ministry. is if you go to ministry on the website, and we'll get to the website later on, if you click under ministry, at the very bottom you'll see references or resources from our listeners. I've already got two resources up there. They're just links. If you have a link or something that you want to use as a resource that you share with other people, just send it to me. I'll just pop it up there. We'll keep it super easy to start with. But I got one from Jeanette and one from Joanne and Cordelia up there already. It's already up there and super easy to do. You just send me an email or text and then I'll get that done. But try not to do that during the show because that would be more disruptive. Okay? So we already have a resources page alive on the website right now. All right, into the teach we go. Instead of this being discouraging, I find this to be exceedingly encouraging. James chapter 3, verse 1, it says this: not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. For everybody who's thinking, oh, teaching, that's super great. Then you get to be in the limelight and you get to be up in front and people get, it's like, there is a responsibility. And unfortunately, back then, as James was writing this, just like it is now, people like being in the front. I know, I understand. You know, I'm a person that's been involved in teaching for 40 plus years out of my 45-year journey. So I get it. I do understand it. You need to understand in this context, James is not discouraging people becoming teachers. He's discouraging bad motivations for people becoming teachers because he's telling people straightforward, look, you're going to be evaluated at a higher standard and at a stricter judgment. So you better not go in this for some kind of idea that this is just a lots of fun and a way to make money and blah, blah, blah. It's like, that ain't going to happen. I already know when I stand before the Lord, or let's just say when I'm on the ground crying before the Lord, it's going to be a stricter judgment on the things that took place. Does that mean that my salvation's going to be stricter? No. No, it's not a salvation issue. This is the judgment part where you're talking about rewards. This is a whole separate element. And in that separate element, there's going to be a stricter judgment for people that teach. You think, well, is it worth it? It is for me because it's everything God's poured inside of me, and I'm willing to stand in that. There's some people that think, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want to be judged. Listen, if you teach from the sincerity of your heart, trying to present yourself as a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which everybody should be doing, then there's no reason to be afraid or scared of it. You should just make sure that when you are in a position for teaching, no matter what that position is, that you are adaptable, so you're not so smart you can't be taught, and that you remember that there better be an element of humility in there, because there's not one single teacher ever, except for Jesus, who doesn't teach entirely by the grace of God and by the kindness of God and by the mercy of God. And by that, I mean this. Now, there's not one teacher that has come up with one brilliant statement ever that didn't come as a gift from God. And it's like, look, that just makes us stewards of that which the Lord has committed. By the way, the greatest teaching of all is the gospel, and every Christian has been entrusted with that. Not some Christians, every Christian has been entrusted with the gospel. So in James' message, he's not trying to deter, but he's trying to caution people. People who teach are held to a higher standard, and they do face a stricter judgment. The role of teacher carries inherent risks, primarily due to the potential for disseminating false or unrelated teachings about the Lord. And the Lord's going to point that out. He's not advocating for perfection, James. He's rather talking about adaptability and humility. And when you say, well, why are you saying adaptability? Because you think of somebody like Apollos, who was a phenomenal speaker and a phenomenal teacher, but he didn't have all the stuff together. And it was the two people that came behind him and encouraged him and gave him further instruction, and he listened to that and responded to that. And so when you think about that, you have to always be teachable. You have to always be growable. You've not reached the perfection place of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean you don't seek to do your best. It doesn't mean you don't seek for that. But the idea behind this is Aquila and Priscilla were the ones that helped Apollos get a better understanding, and he listened. So even if you're a teacher, don't be so smart you can't be taught. The best teachers never stop learning. Period. You just never stop. Why? Because in my very tiny, very cloudy, very clogged up brain, I am not where Jesus is. And so there's always room to grow. There's always the most amazing thing to me is as often as I read the Bible, I am just absolutely flabbergasted that I continue to get new insights every time I read. It's amazing. It's outstanding. But my point in bringing that up is that's not me. That's by the grace of God. That's because he gifts that. So don't be afraid to be a teacher, but don't be afraid to be humble in that position. Don't be afraid to be adaptable. Don't be afraid to grow in that. Be teachable. That's an important part, being a teacher, growing and learning. Timothy had a lot of stuff he really understood. He still got two letters from Paul giving him better insight and better instruction, even though he was already a leader. So it's important to you, for you and I, to grasp that. So James is like going, hey, make sure you know what you're doing here. At least go into it with the right heart, a right mind, a right spirit, and be willing to grow and to adapt. That, my friends, is what James is talking about. And if you're just going to go into teaching because you think you're going to make money on it or because you're going to be in a position of high power and influence, that's going to definitely bring down that stricter judgment, and that is not going to be pretty. I'm just being honest. All right, take a deep breath. Okay, and here's our first trivia question. Here we go. I'm going to read it and then give you the chances to answer the question. Which disciple did not want Jesus to wash his feet? Which one? Is it John, Peter, or James that did not want Jesus to wash his feet? Your answer, by the way, is in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 6 through 8. Which disciple did not want Jesus to wash his feet? Is that John, Peter, or James? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. You just got to call. I can tell you that as soon as I find my phone number. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? All right. Now, if we have Brandon calling back again, he's welcome to do that again because he's a new time caller, so we'll give him that opportunity to do that. So I'm just letting you know that. That's okay. All right. Additionally, I do want to say this. I got to send you up to the website. Okay? So I've already told you. I've already kind of laid out some material there for you. On the website, there's kind of a new front page, right? It's laid out a little different. I like the layout. You'll notice there's a new tagline underneath the header. Uh-oh. Additionally, there's a resource page now that I just put up yesterday, and we're going to add to that as people give me information. Just don't inundate me during a show. On the resource page, you go under ministry on the website. Under ministry, it says resources from our listeners. And then the last thing to remember is on the website is a place to give. And why is that important? Because we can't do ministry. We're a nonprofit. We don't make a lot of dough. We're not high on the do-re-mi. So in lieu of all that, hang out with us. If you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. But pray for us. We need that. Our scripture for today, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy. Do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Okay, before we get to the caller, I just want to point that out. That is going to be my brain 1 week from today as the family comes in from all over the country hanging out at our house. Just right there. That's going to be my brain.
That might be my favorite one that plays.
So all right, we got somebody on the – let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Alan.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm good today.
All right, do me a favor, turn your radio down just a little bit so that there's no feedback. Every once in a while, when we have the radio on, you can hear a little feedback on it. So that helps it. I appreciate that, brother. All right, here we go. Well, I'll set it up, and then you hit it out. Okay, so you have your shot. Okay, which disciple did not want Jesus to wash his feet? Was it John, Peter, or James?
That would be Peter.
That is correct, Amanda, sir! That is right. And what I find amazing is one of the things Jesus said, and I find this, actually, I make this connection for Christians, okay? So Jesus goes, you're clean, but just not all of you. Like, you're saved, but you need to be washed a little here. You need a little bit of cleansing here. And so when Christians talk to me about, I'm saved, so I never have to repent, it's like you might never have to repent, but when you do something wrong or when you sin, you need to get washed. You might still be saved, but you need that washing to take place, even if it's just
correct.
For your feet,
daily,
right?
Daily.
I love that stuff, man. Great job, by the way. Excellent work. Thank you.
Yeah, we're blessed. We love listening to you, and I figured I better call in and get it today. Missed it last time, so yeah, we got it today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I believe Peter also said he'd have to wash his whole body.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you figure out you're going to wash. All right, wash all of me. I'm ready. Okay, take care of me. The Lord's like, you're clean. You're clean. It's okay. You just got to wash your feet. Just calm down.
Well, thank you, David. Appreciate you.
All right, God bless you. All righty. Bye-bye. Excellent. Bye-bye. Excellent calls. All right, so we're just rolling. What are we doing? We're rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Ride. Yeah, it's a little bit before your time, Jacob. Don't worry about it. Isn't that nice of me to say that? All right, let me go into this next segment. You guys know where this is going because this is James, right? And everybody knows James at all. If you've read this letter, you know where he's going with this. Here's what he says in verse 2 of James chapter 3. He says, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man able to control his body. So let's stop right there and not try and overanalyze. Here's what James says. Ready? Watch this. It's the first word. It's really important. Ready? We all stumble in many ways. He's not excluding himself. James, this is Acts 15, James. Remember, this is not Peter, James, and John. This is Jesus' brother, James. This James is like, look at Acts 15. He kind of sets the ruling for the church in Acts 15. You can't really change that. He said, this is a major player like Paul is. He's like, we all stumble. People are like, oh, they never had any problems. What are you talking about? Here's the guy, an apostle, saying, I'm having problems here. I stumble. And what do you think Paul's saying when he says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief? He did not say, of whom I was chief. Why? Well, there's a couple of reasons why, but every one of us knows how sinful, when the Lord is in your life and it's face-to-face and it's real, you know that you need that redemption. You know you need that forgiveness. You know you need that grace. There's nothing weird about that. It's wonderful because where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And so when you say yes to Jesus, you're good. You're going. You're in. It's true. It's real. Especially, specifically, if you have an active faith. The fake faith is, yes, I believe, and then you never do anything with it. That's not real faith. Faith is, yes, Lord. And every day it's, yes, Lord. But in that process, even if you're mature in the Lord, sometimes you mess up. And he takes the time to say, we all stumble in many ways. He's not even saying it's one way or this way. It's like there's a lot of ways that we mess this up. But then he picks and chooses. And as you guys know the book of James, he makes it pretty clear. Yeah, y'all stumble in many ways. We all stumble in many ways. Everybody stumbles in many ways. But if anybody is never at fault in what he says, he's perfect. Uh-oh. That means with the mouth, we create a lot of problems. A lot of problems. The scriptures are clear in Proverbs 18:21. You know, if you, it's death and it's life that are in the power of the tongue. How you speak to somebody, how you talk, how you engage, how you interact, that speaks life or death. If you've ever had a child, or if you've ever had a nephew, a cousin, anything, anybody younger than you, and you say something very sharp and harsh to them, you can almost see their face and their facial expression as they frown down. And you've wounded them. You know it. You also know that when you speak to somebody and you have lifted them up, and it's almost like their feet are upon a rock by the grace of God. That's because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And you can either speak life or speak death. And oh, by the way, you can not just speak it to others, but you can speak it to yourself. Before you say no, just look at Jeremiah 1, where Jeremiah said, I can't do that, I'm a child. And God said, say not, I'm a child. Now, we're not name it and claim it. We're not positive speech people. We're biblical truth. Let's nail it down. And the biblical truth is, when you speak about yourself in a way that's contrary to that God has intended you to speak, he doesn't like it. Why? Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't do that to yourself or to others. All right, now if you're in San Diego, you got to hang out. You just go to hemustincrease.org, click on the Listen Live, same for anybody else in the country. If you're in Dallas, you just hang out on the KAAM app or on the radio station. We'll take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. It may
be false. This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so I'll just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value. But I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that.